This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Good day, everyone. Hello, I hope you're having a good Sunday evening. This is Leon back here again with another podcast episode. Welcome to episode 237 of the Leon LeGray podcast, your host with the most on tech. As always, Leon here talking about the weeks of the news. And today I'm going to go over a continuing pattern, what's been happening for the last couple weeks. And this time I really want to knock down Microsoft some more because holy crap. It's like each and every day and each and every week, it's been such a continuous pattern with Microsoft. Oh, Microsoft. What the hell have you done this time? Oh my God. So it's been just quite a mess the last few days. And so far, given you what's been happening, and a lot of people are looking forward to the day they're going to end up switching from Windows to Linux, and a lot more people are making that shift, and it's happening pretty quickly. And man, I got a good story to tell you because today I'll be going over an article with PC Mag, and this is coming from an article written by James Bentley. So let's get over and talk more about this right now. All right, and this has to be the best article that I have to say, the best article title I've read in my life, and which I am going over because the way the evolution with Windows is happening, it's going downhill so fast. And this is an article that was published 2 days ago by James Bentley, which this title says, Windows is evolving into an agentic OS, says Windows president in what I can only assume is a bid to make me swap to Linux. And this is why I've been hearing people on YouTube, it's a continuing trend where a lot of people are like, screw Windows, screw Microsoft Corporation, we're fucking done. And forgive my language for this too. And hey, if my video or my audio video gets censored by Microsoft, which I've been hearing a lot about Microsoft censoring people on talking against Windows, for me, I don't give a shit. And I really hope people can hear the message of what's happening right there. Now, if this conspiracy is so true, who knows? I'm ready to face a bit of backlash. But let's continue on right here because, boy, if you know a guy written by James Bentley, and someone like him makes him want to swap to Linux, there's a real problem, but with real solutions now. And here in the subtitle it says making the move is looking more and more tempting. And you know what? I love that subtitle as well. Hey, I've already have Linux Mint on a separate laptop already, which I will be doing a proper video review on that pretty soon, which it will be my first time going on camera talking about my experience with Linux Mint. So, boy, I really hope people are getting serious with Linux, because Linux have so much potential. But let's get started with this, which here says, if you're anything like me, you're probably done with AI being forced into Windows. Well, turns out AI in Windows isn't done with you. As a Windows president has big plans to make your OS even more bloated, which is damn right. Pavan Pavulari, the president of Windows and devices at Microsoft, recently took to X to share their feelings on the future of the OS. As spotted on Tom's Hardware, Windows is evolving into an energetic OS, connecting devices, cloud, and AI to unlock intelligent productivity and secure work anywhere. Okay, I will talk about a little bit more in depth on agentic AI more as I'm done with this article. If that phrase reads to you like someone has thrown a dart at a board filled with LinkedIn buzzwords, you're not alone. Effectively, an agentic AI is one that can run autonomously without the need to check back in on each step of the process. If you ask a standard non-agentic AI to make you a poem, it can. If you ask that same AI to set up supply chains, adjusting stock and employees in real time, based on information fed to it, it can't do it. So in this sense, Windows as an agentic AI is one that is designed to run automations daily to align the productivity load. However, I can't help but wonder who wants that out of their OS. And I'm going to stop this read right there. And I have to agree with this guy right here. First of all, who really wants AI loaded next to your operating system? Okay. And I have to tell you, this is one of the worst decisions coming from Microsoft and coming from the rest of the current team. Why are they pushing agentic AI right now? And it's like, it feels very much on purpose. And to shove this on people that didn't ask for in the first place. And it's like me. The reason I never upgraded my current Windows 11 machine from 23H2 to 25H2 is because I knew this was going to happen, because I did not want to get pushed into not just ads, more bloatware, more shitware, more of the crap that a lot of us didn't really ask for, right? And that's the problem I find with Microsoft, is that they're making tons of unnecessary risk for the sake of, you know, innovation, if you can call AI innovation in the first place. Though, to be fair, I would only support this if this was maybe an advancement, or if it would make a lot more sense if the process were to help, you know, people in need, like let's say disabilities, or if people can't really see or can't, you know, they have very much disability issues, probably agentic AI can help that, or probably agentic AI will be some sort of assistant. But it's like, come on, how many people really ask for force agentics to have it loaded right within their system? Now, whatever that comes out of 11, or maybe in future operating systems, like let's say Windows 12, by all means, I think Microsoft at this point has lost it right there. And this is no wonder why this week we're seeing more and hearing more Steam news on this. So this is incredible how we're seeing more of the Steam news coming out. And a lot of people are actually for Steam OS at this point, because a lot of people want to see competition happening other than just using Microsoft's OS right now. And yeah, so just like that guy said here, James Bentley. So in this sense, Windows as an agentic AI is one that is designed to run automations daily to lighten the productivity load. However, I can't help but wonder who wants that out of their OS. And so just like as I read, but first, before I continue into this article, I wanted to read the ignorance coming from the Microsoft president, Pavan, which here it says, Windows is evolving into an agentic OS, connecting devices, cloud, and AI to unlock intelligent productivity and secure work anywhere. Join us at MS Ignite to see how frontier firms are transforming with Windows and what's next for the platform. We can't wait to show you. So basically, this is very much a tweet that's basically out of touch with the average consumer. I really don't know what to say upon this tweet. Saying that basically we are done with just providing a basic manual service, a basic operating system, but that people want to use. And so they want to focus more on autonomy. This is how I'm reading this tweet coming from Pavan, the president of Microsoft for now. And that's really out of touch. A lot of people didn't ask for this. Neither did I. Right? And so people have already seen how much of that EOL, Windows 10 support died off fairly soon. It was only 10 years that Windows 10 has been around. Yet, I could have seen Windows 10 continue to sprout and continue to, you know, make new waves and stuff like that during the future. But the fact that you've killed it already makes you wonder, like, this is what you're really pushing for a future operating system like this. In this point, Microsoft has lost the narrative, has lost the trust in customers. Forget about it. And I don't think you would ever win me as a consumer back, or even for your products, for example. I wouldn't even touch Microsoft Office, Windows, Xbox, because Microsoft is not into games. This is what it tells me right there. So continue on reading. Many productivity apps already have systems to do this kind of work. And this means the likes of Copilot will only be getting a bigger seat to reign over your PC from, which is quite correct too, because that's all they want to focus is Copilot. And continue on the article, this is all before mentioning that not all Windows users will even care about greater efficiency and more productivity. If I want to boot up my PC and play a quick game of Ark Raiders, or take my time with a long game of Ark Raiders, I don't know what good AI will really do for me. And frankly, AI implementation has served to be a mild nuisance in Windows. Seriously, I agree with that. Like, why would I want AI in gaming? I mean, it doesn't really make sense, but seriously. And continue on here, Windows turning over a new agentic leaf is certainly not helped by the fact that Windows has been in a weird spot recently. Windows 10 has finally met the end of its life, OS life. It's becoming harder to set up without an internet connection, and bugs are still aplenty. But what's the alternative? I'll admit, I'm a little put off by the learning curve of using and actually understanding Linux. But the powers that one can summon due to sheer AI-based annoyance certainly should not be overlooked. And so that's the article right there, folks. And this is something that this guy cannot get in line with. Neither can the people around me, like my close friends are people. And then there's other people that that don't like this stuff as well. Especially people talk about this across the internet. Just doesn't like AI being in their PCs. I mean, if you think about it, I don't want AI shoved in my face. And even looking in the comments down below on PC Gamer, which is, you know, so far, I'm reading the comments here, and a lot of people do not agree what's going on with Microsoft's camp. Forget about it. And just like as I mentioned with Steam OS, how it's been making the airwaves right now, making the headlines with Steam OS. And first of all, looking like it's going to be very promising, the next machine, even though it's going to be very expensive from Steam, I know a lot of people are going to go for it and say, heck, okay, I'm done with Microsoft. I'm getting onto the Steam OS bandwagon because people want choices, you know, and that's why we're seeing this lately, is that nobody wants this crap, neither did I. And coming down to it, two comments I actually have to agree, which here it says Copilot is absolutely useless. Actually, it's worse than useless, as it will actively waste your time. Every time I try to make some use out of the enterprise version, it fails, and all time spent with it was wasted. It legitimately the worst LLM on the market, which for me, that's right. I have to agree with that too. It's like Copilot, you know, it's interesting because when I'm reading that comment there, there was a guy named Some Ordinary Gamer, as I mentioned on the last episode, particularly, he tested out Copilot on his PC, and Copilot failed miserably. It just has to tell you that there's no way on earth I would use a product like that for a product that's not even a well-developed product coming from Microsoft. It sucks. It's the most shittiest idea, and I will call it out as it is. It is the worst, and no way that this is not going to gain anyone's trust at all, or somebody thinking that AI.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com.
I was, it was the way in the future. I could tell you right now, as somebody that's a bit pessimistic with now with AI, there's a reason for why people just don't want this crap from the very beginning. And then I'm going to continue another comment says right here, coming from this man here, I plan on finally making the switch from Windows to Linux Steam OS when the new GameCube releases. Microsoft has lost my trust. Yeah, I feel you on that, buddy, because I know I'm not alone on this. And it just tells you a corporation like that have really lost it. And I can't say it any further about how much they've destroyed itself, pretty much. Microsoft have really destroyed itself, and I cannot wait. I can transition my Windows 11 PC onto a Linux operating system. Doesn't matter what. It could be Mint, Ubuntu, or even Xoron for that matter too, because Xoron, I tested out today. Xoron works fantastic. I love it right there too. And one thing I'm going to read up on, lastly, not least, I think this one wins it right there. As if Windows 11 and all the questionable decisions with it wasn't bad enough, next to none wants this. The AI, what I've taken to calling artificial idiocy, bubble cannot burst fast enough. And I agree, because this AI thing, the race to AI, is really where I can point this out, is Microsoft wants to get into it. But that's the thing about what I find, ironically, is what they want to, be in this race where many of us didn't ask for AI, for the AI race, right? Because a lot of people, they just weren't confident to getting involved or getting in AI, because it's like, I could understand if you are a developer, maybe you want quick answers or whatever, right? Or something like that. I can see that working out for you as a developer, or, you know, an architecture or whatever, right? If you need like big, big fundamental questions. But if you're just doing mundane things, then I don't think it would work, right? Because I do think that all of us should learn the basics by memory before we start fiddling around with AI, because this is just, for me, in Windows 11 is just a operating stupidity, not a functioning operating system. It really takes hits the chord on me, and that really flips it right there. So yeah, I get it right there, because if it, even though James Bentley is just as frustrated as I am, I know I'm just as frustrated as anyone else too, because we're seeing this shift from where a lot of normal people, like I myself and others, are like, nah, forget it, have me out of this AI crap, I don't want it. Because you know who else have dumped Windows? Well, I'll tell you, the middle of this year, we've seen a government, a Danish government, which here in this article from ZDNet.com, which here it says, yet another European government is ditching Microsoft for Linux. Here's why. And this was published back in June 16th, 2025. And according to this article, which says, we're done with Teams, declaring digitalization, Minister Dirk Schorwalder, which I can't pronounce the last name for the life of me, sorry for the butcherization, continue on, speaking via an open source video platform, in his announcement that the German state of Schleswig Holstein will phase out all Microsoft software from government workplaces. The goal is to fully transition from Microsoft programs to Linux and open source programs within the next 3 months, which by the time of the posting of this article, they have already made a switch already too. And this is why. And that's just a clear indication that you see Denmark dumping Windows or dumping any Microsoft product for that reason. And then another one. Oh, what is this? Austria, enhancing security, military IT security and sovereignty with LibreOffice, and which was published last month on October 3rd, 2025, right there. And as I've already made this clear, and you see already two governments already, Austria and Denmark, switching to Linux. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot more people switching over to Linux desktop or Linux work for the workplace. I know that's going to happen. And I know a lot of you are saying, well, I need my Windows to operate the games I love. First of all, what kind of a software that's much more important that you really need to keep the operating system, right? And personally, I will tell you my my experience with Windows, or excuse me, Linux Mint is incredible. I love when that Mint OS, Linux Mint OS is really good. And by far, I have no issues. I cannot complain about it whatsoever because I've received that Lenovo laptop with Linux pre-installed Mint OS back Thursday, and I've been using it for now 3 days already this week. Or I would say make it 4 days now because, God, it is incredible. I'm blown away. And even as of recent, I've been just jumping in on trying out different distributions of Linux and how much I've really enjoy. With Linux is really good. While I've had said before is that, yes, there's a learning curve on Linux. And I think it's just been so attractive lately. Is for me, it's a no-brainer. You know, this is why I'm just saying this still. And look, for anyone that is listening and you're pretty much hesitant of making the switch, is like, oh, I can't do that. No, sir. No, ma'am. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can make the switch happen. It all comes down to you and to making the effort, learning how to learn the terminal, just the basic stuff that you need to know. Just learning the GUI, learning, you know, the simple things that you really need to do, especially the most common things you really need to look into, especially most common things people do is installing packages, installing these things. Like, while even though Windows makes things easier to download and install executable files, right down to your computer. First of all, that really is not hard. Because when you get your hands dirty, that will be easy down the long road ahead. And trust me when I say this, you got this because you can make the switch happen. And that's why if you are a person, let's say not just a gamer, gamers, I really encourage you gamers out there to even look in making that switch happen. Even sure, it may not have Linux compatibilities ready. Here's the thing. You can make things work because Steam makes things easy for you to play Windows game through ProtonDB. You know, it is really simple. And I cannot stress this enough because once I get my hands dirty on Linux, and also whatever distribution on Linux that I want to put in my machine, here's the thing. I'm ready to make things happen for myself, right? And one of the things in the back of my mind, really, is in your coming to learn of the OS, you're not just trying out, like I've said before in the last episode, you're not just trying out one flavor. You're trying out multiple flavors of different OSs. If that flavor is not suited for you, try another flavor. And that's how the way I put this analogy on is because we need things to happen. And I know there's always that meme that goes around the internet that says the year of the Linux is here. Though while we've reached on a what's the percentage of when the Linux users, I don't know, what, 3 to 5%? It's small, but the desktop class is growing more and more. It all comes down to you as users. Now, if you are a person that's coming from, let's say, a Mac environment, you sure can make the switch from Mac as well, too. Because look, even though I've been knocking Microsoft, you can go out and decide to get away from the Mac environment. Even though I would say that Macs, the Macs are not that bad. The problem I find with Macs right now is that the recent privacy issues that have come out from Apple. So really, I mean, Macs are not any better, really, if you think about it. Because we've had this dual monopoly of OSs for such a long time. And look, we've had options already for people to use Linux. And Linux has been around for how long? What, 35 years? Or, excuse me, 34 years? Basically, Linux has been around by the time I was born, right? And look, I came a few months ahead of Linux, but guess what? If Linux have been around for over three decades, and you are able to try out another operating system besides that, it's just no excuse. You've got an open source option for you to try. Believe me, you've got it. And the options are there, but you've got to make that jump for yourself. And I know I'm going on a bit of a ramble, and this is why a lot of us are fed up. And I know a lot of you may say, oh, I'll wait and see how things go. No. I'm tired of waiting and seeing. Look what's going on with Microsoft. If you have not read the news on what's been happening, check what's been going on with Microsoft. I can tell you by next week, Microsoft can go ahead and turn their programs even more closed source, and they can flip the switch automatically right there too. And that's why more people should come into Linux already. The way things are happening. Trust me when I say this. You will want to come and get into the Linux side. Not to the dark side like Windows. No way. That would never, ever going to happen to me. To continue on staying on the dark side. But, well, anyways, I know this has been 30 minutes. And tell me what you guys think about this too. Because if you think that as someone like this guy, James Bentley, is looking to get out of Windows, because most of their coverage on PC Gamer has been nothing about Windows lately. And truthfully, I don't blame people like him making this switch very appealing. And I would say that whoever you are with or whoever you're jumping into, if you are on Windows, or not, excuse me, not Windows, but if you're on Linux now, let me know the distro you're in. If you're on Linux, what type of distribution on Linux you're in, if it's Ubuntu, Xoron, Mint, Red Hat, Mandrake, or whatever you're at, let me know right there. So anyways, I've been going on rambling too much right there. Anyways, guys, this is the podcast of the week, making this podcast short, sweet, simple. But yeah, as promised, I'll be doing a proper video on Linux Mint OS, letting you guys know what I think about it too. Because even though it's been, under a week since I've used Mint, I am excited to do a video on Mint, which I would love to do for everybody. And post up on YouTube and on Odyssey so you guys can see what I am talking about and what things I do enjoy. So that way I can share to you guys what the advantages that you could be doing with Linux, right? Because Linux is very, very powerful. The command lines are very, very powerful. And this is what I want to do for my next video. So anyways, guys, Cheerios, I'm out of here. Enjoy your Sunday evening or your Sunday afternoon, wherever you are, or if you're listening to me on the Monday morning, I hope you enjoy your days. Anyways, take care. Have a good start of the week. Bye for now. Thanks for taking a listen on episode 237 on this week's podcast. If you want to follow me for more, please check out my podcast on Apple, Spotify, Deezer, AntennaPod, or wherever you listen to me on. Be sure to subscribe to me on the next episode ahead. Thanks again.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.